Christianity is more than just a set of beliefs, but it's a whole way of looking at the world. A good analogy is that it's sort of like a pair of glasses. You see everything through the lens of our Christian faith, and it changes the way you see everything. Not only does it change it, but it makes it clearer to look through these lenses of Christianity. It changes the way we look even at ourselves. It changes the way we look at the human person. And we see more clearly the human person when we see it through our lenses of Christianity. When we see that, we see someone who is complex when we look at another person. We see someone who's got a lot going on. We see their biology, certainly, which itself is something quite complex, almost miraculous. I was speaking recently with a doctor who was talking about his time in medical school, and he said, I remember the first time we studied embryology. He said, we were looking at the development of chickens. And he said, just looking at these chickens increased my faith. I said, really? He said, yeah, when you look at the miracle that is, he said, I mean, I was learning the biology. I understood how it all worked. But that it existed at all seemed miraculous. To say nothing of when we got to human embryology. He said that really increased his faith. We see a person in their biology. We see a person in their mind. We understand that thoughts and intentions matter. It's not only what we do, but it's what we think and how we think. It's what we think about other people. In the realm of theology, we might call that moral theology. It's the stuff that's happening on the inside. In the sciences, we would call that psychology. To understand a person's mind, or to try to understand it, because there we find something complex and beautiful. And Christians also see a person's soul. We understand that there's something more than meets the eye. There's something more than just biology. There's something more even than just psychology. And we recognize that as a person's soul. And when we look at people through this Christian lens, we realize that body, mind, and soul are all connected. When we look at people through this Christian lens, we also realize that body, mind, and soul are all broken, are all wounded, and are in need of healing. We often say that Jesus came into the world with a mission of healing. But it's only when we look at the world through this Christian lens that we realize the scope of what that means. In our Alleluia verse today, we heard a line from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8. Christ took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. That Christ came to heal what is broken, to restore what is wounded, body, mind, and soul. That he came to heal the whole person. We see this at work in the scriptures all the time, and especially today. Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew, and Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up, and the fever left her. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill. Jesus' work of physical healing, of biological healing, is well documented. That this was part of his mission. It makes sense, again, through the Christian lens, that God is the one who created us, who created our bodies, God is the one who invented biology. Not invented the study of biology, but invented the thing we're studying. He is the creator of it all. And so, of course, not only does he desire for that physiological healing, but he has the power to bring it about. If he has the power to create everything out of nothing, he certainly has the power to restore what has been broken or wounded. And so we see that part of Christ's ministry of healing is to heal our bodies. It should be no surprise then that we find the followers of Jesus seeking to carry on that mission of healing. Certainly, the science of medicine is quite ancient. But when we look at modern medicine, it should come as no surprise to a Christian that the modern hospital system, this idea of comprehensive care, the first hospital was founded by St. Basil of Caesarea, a great theologian. What does he do in starting hospitals? He understood the human person as a whole. He cared for them, soul, mind, and body. Think of all of the consecrated religious throughout the years, especially consecrated women religious, who have founded hospitals, who have founded medical schools, nursing schools, because they recognize the connection between body, mind, and soul. My mom's a nurse, a Mercy nurse, she'll tell you, graduated from Mercy College. And so I grew up taking that for granted because she would always talk about the connection between body, mind, and soul. That when someone's body is hurting, someone's mind is hurting. When someone's body is hurting, someone's soul is hurting. It's all connected. Christians have known this for a long time, but we easily forget it in these days. Now, psychology is a rather new science, just over 100 years old, really, this idea of mental health. So the whole world is still growing in its understanding of what that is and how to bring healing there. But this is also certainly part of the Christian worldview as well. Though our vocabulary to talk about it might be new, what do we see in the book of Job, from whom we have a passage today, if not the struggle of mental health? Again, perhaps we have better vocabulary to talk about it in the last century than we did for all the centuries before. So when I hear Job say things like, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? He's a slave who longs for shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. I've been assigned months of misery. Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again." You see here, in this book that so many consider mysterious, for it is, the book of Job is inspired by the Holy Spirit to reveal, among other things, the mental anguish that comes with suffering in this world. And how do you navigate that? When you look at tragedy and suffering and the toll that takes on the human person, what are we to make of that? The book of Job is deep and multi-layered. But if you have to summarize succinctly the book of Job, it's that in the face of suffering, God is our hope and our consolation. Job is really suffering, for sure, unmistakably. Depression, anxiety, grief. But where does Job find the strength to persevere? Where does Job find hope or light amidst the darkness? Where does he find any consolation at all? In his faith in God. Jesus, in the same breath that he's healing the body, Mark tells us, is driving out demons, an affliction of the soul. Body, mind, and soul, all connected. Body, mind, and soul, all part of Jesus' healing ministry to heal the whole person. Is it any wonder that we have emerging in the mental health field this desire for Christian counselors? Or, you know, at St. Thomas More, we have on our staff two Catholic counselors. Someone who understands the struggle of mental health, but also understands the whole person and how our mind is related to our body and to our soul as well. Why does the church offer the sacrament of reconciliation every day and twice on Wednesdays at St. Thomas More? Because we need that healing. We need the healing of our soul so that we can be strengthened also in mind and body. Think about your own experiences with any one of these ailments, right? There might be there's a primary cause for each one of them. When you are sick in body, you can see how you're sick in soul as well. You're not on fire with love for God and man. People who are deeply ill are not the ones who are out serving God and neighbor, right? They can't. Their physical sickness is affecting their relationships. Look at the way that sickness affects the people around them who are not physically ill. It affects our relationships. It affects our families, our friendships. It spills over into all of that. Think of some time when you found yourself in a mental health illness. It can be a chronic one. It can be acute. But depression, anxiety, what does that often lead to? It has physical consequences for sure. We often look for physical things to cope with mental issues. We medicate ourselves with alcohol or drugs or pleasure. We seek anything to take away that mental pain, and that has spiritual consequences and physical consequences. Think of a time when perhaps in your life you've been caught up in some serious sin. People who struggle chronically with sloth, with that deadly sin, people who struggle chronically with lust, that deadly sin, that spills over into other areas of our life. We find ourselves not just with a moral crisis, but with a mental one as well. That brings about or feeds depression, sadness. It has physical effects. We don't physically feel quite alive. Body, mind, and soul are all connected, and body, mind, and soul are all wounded. And so the path to healing must involve all three as well. And so Jesus comes onto the scene to bring healing. He's curing fevers at the same time he's driving out demons. Because the spiritual and the physical are not mutually exclusive. Our Luke and Kathy are Catholic counselors for the parish. They're going to work with you on coping mechanisms for mental health struggles and how to confront the struggles and obstacles in your life. But they're going to ask you about your soul. As you struggle to find healing in your other relationships, what about the foundational relationship with your Creator? Jesus has a mission of healing, and it's comprehensive. It's a healing of the whole person. And so when we come to Jesus, we have to be ready for the healing of the whole person. We have to be ready for that comprehensive hospital care. Sometimes when we come to the Lord, we want Him to just fix this thing over here. Leave the rest alone. I'll take care of that. Thank you very much. I just have this one problem, and I need you to fix this one problem, and then please leave me alone. But the Lord's great desire is not to fix your problems, but to heal your person, to restore you to glory in body, mind, and soul. This is the mission we see Jesus carrying out in the Gospels, and it's His mission in your life as well. So let's look in our life and see where we need the Lord's healing. And let's allow Him to enter precisely there. Let's seek out His healing through the intelligence and capable skills of doctors and nurses, many of whom understand the miracle of God's creation. Let us seek out the mental health that we long for with people who understand the whole person, body, mind, and soul. And let's seek out the spiritual healing we need. Let's allow the Lord to enter into those places of sin in our life and bring forgiveness and healing mercy. It takes some courage to allow the Lord into the places where we are hurt, where we are broken. Because it takes courage and strength to let anyone in there. What if I end up more broken? What if I end up more hurt? Let's have faith in the divine physician, God who wants to do all good things and is capable of doing all good things. And let us go to Christ for the healing that we need, for the healing that we long for. He cured many who were sick with various diseases. He drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak. And our message from the book of Job, that Christ is our light and our hope amidst darkness and despair. It sounds trite, but it's true that the Lord is the answer for whatever ails you. Let's recognize our need for healing, and let us run to the one who heals.